Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. So here we are Sunday. It's now about 1:04, so technically I'm not doing this in the morning. But I want to fulfill my commitment to you with checking in with our new ritual, share our mutual passion, our love for bodybuilding, training, fitness, and especially life with our new ritual and this podcast. It's Sunday. Sunday's always a good day for me to look back on the week and see how that was so I can continue doing the things well or learn from my mistakes instead of let them just bleed on forever. It's also a good time for me to plan the next week. And man, as I tell you, this has been one heck of a week for me. I mentioned on this podcast that on Friday, my wife and I had a baby girl. And I'm going to be honest with you guys, right? I am really frustrated. And, you know, I actually just, I said it's 1:05. I actually started this an hour ago. And I just went on this 45-minute rant. There was some Skip LaCour that you probably never heard, as I always do my best to be upbeat and focus on the positive. I wasn't very positive. Now, I'll just tell you, you know, I've got a beautiful baby daughter who is healthy, and my wife is healthy. But I'll tell you, there was some twists and turns and drama and all along the way. I'll talk about that on another podcast. And I did talk about it on the first round of this podcast. You know, so here I am. I come back to my home office to do this podcast. I'm pissy as all hell anyway, but I want to do this for you. I made this commitment, right? So I just want to say, hey, let me just touch base with this commitment. I'll, you know, get more depth. Wanted to keep these to 5 minutes anyway. You know, so I broke away from my wife and baby, kind of ran home for you guys, and I went on this 45-minute rant. Oh, God. It was a rant. You know, it wasn't someone so elated that had such a blessing in his life. It was the whole frustration of the medical industry and all the doctors and nurses are great people. We're at a great hospital. The people are great. But the science world of health and babies, everything from, you know, testing and monitoring and what they do as a result of testing and monitoring. This started during pregnancy, right? To things like breastfeeding or even formula versus breast milk or even how you do it. They don't agree on everything. Now, if there's anything that should be so tried and true and tested is the medical profession, especially when it comes to babies, right? A bazillion babies have been born over the years. The doctors have gone through 13 years of or more of education. They deliver babies and deal with babies like all the freaking time, all day. It isn't like they're a podiatrist by day and then they kind of roll over to the pediatrics ward or, you know, the delivery room every once in a while. No, this is all they do. You would think that they can make it black and white. So my first version of this podcast, that it didn't record well. There was the sound quality was horrible. It's part of the kind of the system that I use. I have to do like 5 checks before I even do one of these podcasts. And I did my 5 checks and it still came out crappy. You know, anyway, so here I am doing this podcast all over again. Should be with my wife, should be with my baby, but, you know, got to follow through with what I say I'm going to do, right? And you know, they're fine. They're checking out, this evening. So it's just so frustrating because all I want are black and white answers. You know, I don't know. I'm not a doctor. And if I use my logic, which I did, they would give me all these scenarios and, you know, me thinking I'm all smart and can figure out 1 + 1 = 2. And I'd say, oh, well, that's because of this, this, and this. Swear to God, every single time that happened, I'd say like 10 scenarios, they would go, no. What was what was instinctive to me for the reasons or what I should do or what should be done versus what reality was massively different. Probably 90% of the time, I was just flat out wrong. And again, wanting to just look, I don't care if something's hard or easy or it's good news or bad news. I'm going to have to deal with it anyway. Just tell me what's going on, right? Or what I have to do. And they can't give you a black and white answer. And these guys are scientists. And what does this have to do with bodybuilding and training? It's like, I know you guys are doing the same thing. You're looking for fitness experts to tell you which way to do it. You're willing to work hard. You have your goal, you know. And, you know, look, I know the fitness world is a multi-billion dollar industry, right? But how many people do you think are in the world who want to build muscle and lose body fat versus the people in this world who want to have a healthy baby? Who do you think has more money to devote to making sure they got the result they want? The people who want to build muscle and lose body fat, or the people who want to make sure their child is healthy, right? Who do you think, you know, goes through the process more? Who really want to build muscle and lose body fat, or those babies being born, right? And even your fitness experts, is that all they do? Really, look on YouTube, the internet, these 21-year-olds giving you all this advice or whatever. Is that all they do? They're only 21 years old, so how long can they be doing it? You know, they do other stuff too. They don't even focus on, that's not even their profession, and they're giving you advice, right? Versus doctors, that's all they do in this one specified area, and they can't give you a black or white answer. And so I know that you just want to work hard. You just want the answers. Just give it to me black and white. And you're finding out that it's not black and white, but you have all these experts telling you that everything that is. You know, and you know, there's these two factions, bros versus scientists. You know, look, first of all, if I had my choice between a bro, and I'm thinking in my mind a caveman bodybuilder just doing it the way he's always said, I don't care if he was Mr. Olympia or some champion, versus a scientist, someone who studies this particular area for years and control studies and compares data and, you know, and can make things black and white, and therefore that's the best reason. I mean, who would choose a bro if it was like that? And so that's what the scientists make it in the fitness world. That's the way they make it sound. Like, look, we came up with this. It's black and white. Just do it. Yet the scientists don't even agree with you. The fitness scientists don't even agree with each other, right? So it's not just bro versus scientist. It's bro information versus the scientists in group A versus the scientists in group B, right? And that's what you guys have to go through, all with their egos and methods and how they shame the other person for thinking that way. And I'm just thinking, if it can be so black and white, why don't they do something that's more worthwhile than teaching people how to build muscle and lose body fat, than saving the world and teaching them how to take care of their children and babies, if they can make things so black and white, or what? Anyway, I just could really identify because, you know, look, I've gotten the results. I've done this for years. I've surrounded myself with a lot of scientific minds. I don't talk about science because I didn't spend my time in the lab coat. I've gone to those people who I trust. I picked a mentor and in the science field, and I don't spit out what they told me like I read it, I invented it, like I was in the lab. No, I explain it in my particular way. I don't try to be somebody I'm not, but I do go for the best information, right? And I'm just like you. I've gone through this process. I've gotten the results. I've gotten the trophies. I got the muscles. I lifted the weight, right? So I'm not, when it comes to that, I'm not like you, looking for the answers. Just tell me what to do. I'm willing to work hard. I've got the right attitude. Just tell me what to do. Make it black or white. But when it came in this arena, that's definitely where I was, and I can definitely relate to you guys. I could definitely relate. And so, well, what's the result of all this? Are you a science guy? Are you a bro guy? Look, like I said, anybody who just throws out science, you know, that is just as illogical or silly way of thinking, someone who just does something because that's the way they've always done it, right? But to think that there's black and white science, like the scientists in Camp A tell you, and then they ridicule the scientists in Group B, like They attack them personally. They attack their research methods, their education, their way of interpreting the studies, their studies themselves, who their studies were done on, you know. And many of these people, like 21 years old, they've spent no time even doing this. They're interpreting the data like you. It's just crazy, and I can just imagine how frustrating it is for you. And the thing is, they don't have you in mind. They have their own ego and their own way in mind, because I'll tell you, it's like, what is the way to give you the certainty to go forward with the best method that they believe in, yet keep, you know, you intact, knowing that they're two clicks away, you're going to hear somebody who says something differently. And there's a total art, you know, in that. But, you know, I can go on and on. I probably will do this big old podcast about this whole subject. But just skip to the chase. The bottom line is, I don't care who you are, you're going to have to pick a mentor. Someone who's gone down that road, whether it's a bro because you just identify with someone who's a champion, who's built the muscle, who's school of hard knock, they've actually produced the results, or go to a scientist in group A, because there's not just one, it's not black or white. There are scientists that have different opinions, right? Or go to scientist A or go to scientist B and pick somebody who you can relate to, who you can trust so much so when they tell you something that you don't agree with, you have so much respect for that bro or that scientist A or that scientist B that you can be open to what they say for whatever reasons that you chose them to be, you know, your mentor. And then, you know, experiment later on. You know, that's the way that you're definitely going to have to go about it. And again, my thing is, knowing that so many of you quit just training altogether, and you're never going to hear from them because you spent like 2 weeks in this thing, looked at all the information, punched up a few YouTube videos telling you how everybody is doing everything wrong, and then they quit. We're never going to hear from those people ever again, all right? Or someone's been training a year and they've just locked onto one strategy, kind of blocked out all the rest out of survival, so they don't go, their brain doesn't explode. And then they're not open to new and improved ways to give them the results they want. You know, they're going to just settle because they think, well, this is the only way to do it. I've determined that from my resources because I trust this person. And then they don't get the results, but they stop there. You know, so anyway, that's my rant. You should have heard the last rant. It was like about 100 times more intense than that. But, you know, I just kind of focused that. You know, again, I'm thinking about you as I go through these life challenges and situations, you know, and I have done this for years. It's like, how can I tell a story? How can I use my life and my experiences to help you when it comes to, you know, bodybuilding, training, fitness, and life? And that's all this is about. This isn't about me and my situation. It's just how I can relate and how can I present a story, you know, make something click in your mind so you can have the certainty and confidence to give your best foot forward to, you know, come up with the best results for you, whether it's you found it on the very first strategy or it took you five, right? The best results for you, right? So I'm going to get all these things together and then I'm going to connect with you again on tomorrow's Morning Connection. Have a great day.